Welcome to The Average Shepherd. My name is Father Sam French, and today is Sunday in the second week of Ordinary Time. The homily is called Somebody to Love. The Gospel is from John chapter 1, but I'll be referring primarily to the second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's begin. You may have heard that famous line from the French philosopher René Descartes, "Cogito ergo sum," I think, therefore I am. This is the fundamental starting point for much of what we would consider modern philosophy. The basic idea is that when it comes to knowing the truth, almost everything can be doubted. The world around us, the existence of other minds outside of our own, our physical bodies, even God, he proposed. All of these things could conceivably be projections of our own thoughts. For all we know, we could all be trapped inside the matrix. There's no way of knowing if what we perceive is actually true. Descartes was making the point that everything can be doubted, but the one thing that cannot be doubted in philosophy is the statement, I think. For even the act of doubting presupposes a thinking mind. This might all seem to you like philosophical gobbledygook, but it's actually important because it completely revolutionized the way that human beings think about themselves. In the 16th century, all of a sudden, philosophy moved from being questions about the nature and meaning of all reality to questions about the mind and the thoughts of the subjective individual. All of a sudden, the mind or the soul of human beings became the most important focus of philosophy. As Descartes developed his philosophy, he would eventually propose a dualist view of the human person. What does that mean? It means he understood our physical body to be a separate entity to our mind or our soul. In fact, this idea became so popular in the West that we often find ourselves thinking and speaking this way without even realizing it. For example, the idea that when we die, our soul, our true self within, floats off to be with God in heaven, and that's all that matters. In fact, the same kind of dualist thinking that separates the human body from the soul is also what makes possible all this talk about transgenderism, where a person might say today, "I'm a man trapped in a woman's body," as if the true self is simply a matter of the mind and the body is irrelevant, or it is a separate substance from the true identity that exists within. Now, philosophical dualism might be a very popular way of thinking about the human person, but we have to ask ourselves as Christians, is this the way that God sees us? We only have to turn to St. Paul in today's second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, where he says, "The body is not meant for fornication. It is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. God who raised the Lord from the dead will by his power raise us up too." So in the face of dualistic philosophy, we have to ask, if the thing that truly matters is the soul, the self that exists within, then why did Jesus take on human flesh? If all that matters is the mind or the soul within, why did Jesus heal the bodies of the blind, the deaf, the crippled, and the sick? He could have just settled for forgiving their sins. If all that matters is the soul within us, why do we profess universally with all Christians around the world, "I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting"? See, at the Second Vatican Council, in the document Gaudium et Spes, the Church said it clearly. Man, though made of body and soul, is a unity. For this reason, we may not despise our bodily life. Rather, we are obliged to regard our body as good and to hold it in honor, since God has created it and will raise it up on the last day. In other words, our body is a gift from God. Our body is an inseparable part of what makes us full human beings. It is not an added extra to be tampered with. That's why even as Christians, with the hope of heaven, we still mourn at funerals. Because in death we recognize that the soul is separated from the body and the body begins to corrupt. A fundamental part of that person's humanity begins to decay. And that is a tragic sadness in itself. Until, of course, their body is raised up by the Lord on the last day. St. Paul reminds us, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Remember that. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. God makes every single one of us his dwelling place. That's why St. Paul so firmly says, the body is not meant for fornication. Now, the use of the word fornication here in the English translation is rather unfortunate because for us that simply means sex outside of marriage. And of course, the message certainly includes that, but the word that St. Paul uses in Greek is porneia, where we get the word pornography. And it refers more broadly to all sexual immorality, all sexual activity outside the God-given boundaries of bringing spouses closer together in unity and also the procreation of children. The deeper point that St. Paul is trying to make is that what we do with our bodies matters. What we do with our bodies matters. Why? Because our bodies have meaning. Our bodies are created in the image of God. Our bodies are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit on earth. See, modern dualism would have us believe that our bodies are of a secondary concern, that what we can do whatever we like with our bodies, sexually speaking, and it won't have great moral impact on the nature of our mind or our soul. But that, of course, is false because the human being is a unity. All the movies, the TV shows, the podcasts, the music that trivializes sex and portrays it as nothing more than a casual pastime is evidence of a culture that has lost sight of the dignity of the human body and the miraculous beauty and meaning of authentic human sexuality. As I said before, what we do with our bodies matters. In the Catholic Church, we call this the sacramental principle. And in fact, it's one of the things that sets us apart from our Protestant brothers and sisters. The sacramental principle is the idea that what we experience physically with our bodies through sight, smell, touch, taste, hearing, can draw our whole being, our body and soul, into relationship with God. We only have to look at the sacraments to figure this out. We use bread, wine, water, oil, laying on of hands. Look at the liturgy. We use vestments, light, candles, incense, color, architecture, precious metals, kneeling, standing, beautiful music, all of these things, all of these sensory experiences of the body to lift the soul toward God. See, our body is an integral part of who we are and what makes us human beings. Our body, in fact, is what makes human relationships possible. Starting with friendships, but also, of course, the sexual relationship of spouses, and even our relationship with God through worship. In fact, related to the dignity of the human body, just earlier this week, Pope Francis called for a global ban on surrogacy. That is, the use of IVF to create an embryo from a chosen couple, and then to implant it into another woman to be brought to term in her womb, and then given back to the original couple for a fee. Now, Pope Francis said, "I deem deplorable the practice of so-called surrogate motherhood, which represents a grave violation of the dignity of the woman and the child." Well, see, what's going on here? Well, of course, it's wonderful that people desire children, but a child is not a commodity that can be bought. Of course, it is good that a woman brings a child into the world, but her womb is not a space for rent. Pope Francis is reminding us that our bodies, they have meaning and dignity and purpose. They are made for the glory of God, not simply to be used and manipulated to serve our own wants and desires. See, the procreation of children is a gift, not a right, and not something to be forced through technical means outside of God's ordained plan for marriage, and especially not under the auspices of a financial contract. God has made us as human beings as a body and soul unity. In this unity, we find the essence of what it means to be truly human as God intended. Our body is not merely an incidental shell, but a temple of the Holy Spirit, integral to who we are and what we're made for. It is through our body that we love each other, we serve those who are entrusted to our care, and we worship God. As Catholics, let us cultivate a culture that honors the human body as a precious gift from God, deserving of respect and care. And let us pray, along with Pope Francis this week, for the end of any exploitation that diminishes this dignity for the sake of selfish gratification or profit. We ask this in the holy name of Jesus, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. You can help me spread the word of God and this podcast by sharing it with a friend who you think might benefit. God bless and keep the faith.